USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Backing wind speeds of over 150 miles an hour and bringing life-threatening storm surges, Laura became one of the strongest hurricanes in U.S. history to make landfall as it struck Louisiana near the Texas border. The dangerous storm came ashore near Cameron in southwestern Louisiana, and the storm's maximum sustained winds have since fallen under 90 miles an hour. Laura is weakening and expected to become a tropical storm. However, there are still tornadoes possible over parts of Louisiana, Arkansas, and western Mississippi. President Donald Trump is expected to harshly criticize Democratic opponent Joe Biden in his speech at the Republican National Convention. According to the passages first reported by Politico, Trump will go after Biden's past as well as the lack of policies in his campaign. The president is expected to hit Biden on China, immigration, crime, and a number of other issues. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The president is headed to Louisiana and Texas to look over the storm damage, and USA's Tim Berg has details.
We got a little bit lucky. It was very big. It was very powerful, but it passed quickly.
President Trump speaking there at FEMA headquarters. The president says he is being kept up to date on damages from Hurricane Laura, which has been downgraded to a tropical storm. The president continues.
We'll probably be going on Saturday or Sunday. And we'll be heading to Texas and Louisiana, and maybe an additional stop.
The president also saying the federal response will be very aggressive.
Millions of laid-off Americans could now start to receive $300 a week plus $100 from their state in a boost of their weekly unemployment benefits. So far, 34 states have been approved to offer sweetened federal unemployment aid created August 8th when President Trump signed the executive order allocating $44 billion in funding from the Disaster Relief Fund to cover the benefit. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. government's Road Safety Agency is now offering a smartphone app that will alert drivers if their vehicles are recalled. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is scheduled to roll out the free app for both Android and Apple phones this weekend. Owners key in or scan their 17-digit VIN number, and the app will search the agency's database for all recalls. If there is one, the app will send an alert as soon as it's made. People can also add child seats, trailers, and tires, and the app will check those as well. Private services such as Carfax already offer similar apps for vehicle recall, but this is the first for the NHTSA, which is part of the U.S. Department of Transportation. Owners already can go to www.nhtsa.gov and check the database for recalls. Pop singer Katy Perry has given birth to a baby girl named Daisy Dove Bloom. The superstar and her partner, actor Orlando Bloom, got UNICEF to announce the news on its Instagram account. Both Perry and Bloom are goodwill ambassadors for the United Nations agency that helps children. In the Instagram post, the couple both spoke about how fortunate they were to have had a peaceful birthing experience with great health care, something they said many families are not able to experience. The baby is Perry's first. Bloom and his former wife, Miranda Kerr, have a son named Flynn, who was born in 2011. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.